What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to HCS Pro Talk, your weekly Halo eSports podcast. This is episode 335 for the week of April 14th, 2024. The title of this week's episode is When It Rains, It Pours. My name is Josh, a.k.a. JK Fire, and this week I'm joined by the man in the Ted Lasso hoodie, Will, a.k.a. I, Mr. Mayhem. Will, how are you doing on this Wednesday evening?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, as we were talking about before the show officially, quote unquote, started, I'm tired. But other than that, doing all right. Looking forward to the week being done. But also looking forward to the show because we got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, I feel like just being tired is the norm for us now. So
fuck, it really is. But you like, you know, just as well as I do, like some days you're more tired than others, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I feel like today is one of those where I'm just like, I'm more tired than usual, but who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, being tired is part of being an adult. True.
It fucking blows. And thank you, Ashley. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Speaking of Ashley with the 13-month resub, you get a woo! And Halt with the 9-month resub, you also get a woo!
Oh, we got a Twitch baby. Let's
go. There it is. All right. Will, do you want to know what's on this week's episode of the show?
What do we got?
Well, I just have one thing listed here. It's Rostermania returns in a major way. So I guess without further ado.
Hence the title, right? Hence, when it rains, it pours.
Hence the title, indeed. It's, you know, it works out that way. Also, to everybody tuning into the live show, welcome. Hope everyone's having a great night. Thank you for spending some time with us. We got some shit to talk about. Bart with the 2-month resub, you get a woo! Thank you so much, Bart. Greatly appreciated. And Bart, thanks for joining up on some Gruntpocalypse over the last few days. Shout out to Will. Shout out to Overkill as well. Thank you guys for joining up and hope you guys had some fun. And
it's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than getting my teeth kicked in fucking social matchmaking. I'm just kidding. All right, let's get into some competitive news. First up, Boomers versus Zoomers Round 2 has been announced by Cardinal Redbird. The format is Halo Infinite 12v12, if I'm not mistaken.
Is there a typo in the...
I think there might be a typo. Either way, Boomers are ages 29 and up. Zoomers are ages 29 and below. Four teams in each age group will play 3 custom games each against all 4 teams in the other age group. 12 games total. The tentative modes are Slayer, Fiesta, Sniper, CTF, Total Control, Mini Slayer on a variety of Forge maps. Each game you win earns your side, Boomer or Zoomer, a point. The side with the most points at the end of the game wins the showdown. Game on. And yes, Ashley, I did see that you'll be playing in it. That's fucking awesome. That is fucking awesome. A lot of folks are going to be playing in it. Super exciting. I don't know if she's still looking for Zoomers, because I think all the Boomer spots are filled. She might still be looking for Zoomers, in which case, if you are a Zoomer, go check out the link in the show notes of the show, !! Show notes and chat, and you should be able to sign up via that. John with the 11-month resub, you get a woo! Thank you so much for the resub. Greatly appreciated. Next up, we have the Women of Halo event incoming. This is by Women of Halo. They said, attention all Halo ladies, while there are currently no official announcements or details, please be prepared for a 4v4 within the next month. Start running games and finding teammates now. Get practicing and start building teamwork. Do not wait until the last minute. So yeah, we're just waiting for the official announcement, but you know, what better way to include it than right here. There you go. John says, hey, my Women of Halo Oddball shirt came in today. So cool. I'm wearing mine right now. Mine came in yesterday. I'm fucking rocking that shit right now. Make sure you go buy yours at the Women of Halo shop. Next up, we have the P United tournament announcement. This is by Passion United. Draft tournament announcement on Sunday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Eastern time, which is $10 per person. 50% goes to the 2024 LAN funding for Passion United. You can sign up with the form, and they have the Discord link in the Google Doc of the show notes of the show, !! Show notes if you're watching live. Then, one that kind of snuck under the radar, Will, we have additional Quadrant Major information. This is by the HCS. So it was kind of funny that they didn't have this article on Waypoint for the longest time. Typically what happens is they'll have an event page set up on Waypoint, like kind of before the ticket sales start. But they really didn't get the page up basically until tickets sold out. So well, here we go. Here is your tournament format. It is a 48 team open bracket. So not 64. The London Major will have a 48 team open bracket. 16 team pool play with a 12 team championship bracket. The pool play, four pools of four, single round robin. Again, this is the unfortunate part, but it is the way that it is. First and second in pools go to winners round one. Third in pools goes to losers round one. And fourth in pools is eliminated from the tournament. So the trend continues, if you will. What's up, Mike? Welcome back. The top six teams from the HGS Arlington Major have secured their respective seeds in pool play at the London Major. So while we won't know the rest of the teams yet, we do have in Pool A, Space Station will have the first seed there. In Pool B, Optic Gaming will be in that pool. In Pool C, we have both FaZe Clan and Complexity, because FaZe Clan took third and Complexity took fifth, sixth. And then in Pool D, we have Rebellion and Foe. Rebellion taking fourth and Foe taking fifth, sixth. And Major number one in Arlington. What's up, Blackout? Thank you so much for the 5-month resub. You get a woo! Thank you so much. Hot damn. Championship bracket, $250,000 prize pool, of course, and a paid trip to the Atlanta Major. It's a 12-team double elimination tournament, and the top six teams will lock in those seeds for Atlanta. Okay, so the same thing that happened in Arlington, where the top six locked their pool play spots and seeds for London. It's going to be the same thing for London into Atlanta. So there you go. What's up, Tools? Welcome back. How to qualify. Teams will qualify for the HGS London Major in two ways, the major qualifiers or point totals. North America and EU teams will compete for pool play spots in their major qualifiers. And then, just like Arlington, Mexico and Australia and New Zealand teams will compete for open bracket travel coverage in their open championship. And then, in a statement from Quadrant, event tickets, both spectator and team passes, are officially sold out. So they released, I would say, a healthy amount more of spectator passes, Will, because those were available for, relatively speaking, a while, like after they went live. So good shit.
Yeah. I'm glad they were able to work something out to get more people there. You know, the fact that that thing sold out in 7 minutes and they're like, hold on, we need to revisit this. You know, wish there was room for everybody that wanted to go, but it is what it is. You know, at least they were able to expand and not just cap it and say, well, that's it.
Absolutely. And it sounds like I said, it sounds like they did increase the amount of space that they had, like in terms of moving things around and whatnot, because once that extra group of tickets went live, they were available for like a day or two after they went live as well. So that's really fucking cool. So yeah, like you said, hopefully everybody that wanted one got one. And if you didn't, then I think that they still might have like single day passes available. Like if you go to the event or whatever, don't quote me on that, but I think that might happen.
I mean, that's usually what they do, right?
Right.
I guess we just don't know 100% if they're doing it for this major as well.
Exactly. Speaking of London, let's talk about the HCS Open Series Road to London by the HCS. Open number one is on April 21st and 25th. That's right. The 21st and 25th. We'll talk about that in a minute. Open number two will be the 27th through the 28th, and open number three will be on May 5th and May 9th. The major qualifier will be on May 11th and 12th.
Rules, if you're still here, is LVT getting in on covering those? I would assume so.
I would assume so as well. As long as time frame matches up, right?
Yeah.
And that's it for the competitive news.
It says any HCS stuff we cover. All right, perfect.
Hell yeah. It's time for Roster Me!
media. All right. Basically going to be the topic of the show.
Yeah.
Is roster mania this week.
Correct.
Oh, some big things happened. We'll start off with SWAT Esports. So Acid Drift, Noble Tapping Buttons, and Nugget as their coach have come together. Bittersweet, Cherished, and Sunzel, the coach, have left the roster. So Bittersweet has a couple spots open. Then the two that kind of shocked everyone out of nowhere, Native Gaming released Collect.
And ladies and gentlemen, this one's not a troll this time. This is a real thing.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Collect's posts. You know, he does like to troll, play around.
But and Native Gaming and Space Station.
Yeah.
All three of them like to intermingly. That's not a word. Do you know?
they like to troll. You know what else? They like to have fun.
They like to have fun.
But Collect's gone from Native Gaming. So roster spot open there. Another team that now has a roster spot, Sentinels. They released Spartan. Just got to start my... He and Spartan released the statement. Just got to start my medications today for everything that has been going on, but also just got dropped. This one hurts. Good luck to the rest of the team. I don't know if I'm an unrestricted or restricted free agent yet, but I'm looking for a team for the rest of the season. I don't have any hard feelings or anything. Don't attack the rest of the players. If they felt it's the best for them, then it's the best for everyone. Also, don't attack Sentinels at all. I've literally never been on a better organization. They're the most amazing people. I'm definitely hurt. This one hurts more because of the entire situation I've dealt with at the last event, especially when I was so aggressive on figuring out my issue and the remedy for it. Started it literally this afternoon and got the news 20 minutes ago. That being said, I'll hopefully figure out what the next step for myself is. Have no idea where I'll end up. Brain is running at 120 miles an hour. Going to try and collect myself and then figure out where I'm headed. So Spartan puts out that statement, and then Josh, you have a more to be announced.
Yeah, just because, like, obviously we're not going to talk about things until they're officially announced, but there are more to be announced, including other teams involved. So stay tuned for whenever those announcements actually happen.
All right. Yeah, there's been a ton of speculation on where these players are going to land, if it's going to be a trade, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, who knows? It's surprising to see, but I think both teams probably looked at their performances and were like, we need to do something, and here we are.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, I know that part of this show is, like, we analyze things and we provide our opinions on things as to whether or not we think moves might be good or bad, blah, blah, blah. And, like, when I saw these announcements happen, all I can think to my, like, I don't want to jump to conclusions here. Okay, that's where I'm struggling right now, Will, is that I don't want to jump to conclusions because the new rosters haven't been announced yet. And based off of what other teams have yet to make their announcements too, even bigger shakeups could happen in terms of standings. Additionally, when looking at just the Collect announcement or just the Spartan announcement, I'm going to hold my judgment. I'm going to hold my judgment until after London. Because some of these changes could be like, oh, you're just exchanging one player for a similar player, nothing much is going to change there. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying it could happen, right? On the other side of things is like with these shakeups and whatnot, maybe you do get that diamond in the rough and that player goes on that revenge tour and it makes you significantly better than you were before. I mean, I'll flat out say this, like no one's beating the top three teams. Like, these teams that are making changes right now, they're fighting for fourth place or less than that. Like, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna be fighting Shopify for fourth. That's what you're trying to do. And that's no offense to Shopify. Like, I know that if you go back and you watch Arlington, there was that whole the spawn situation, whether or not Shopify should have won that game 5 against FaZe, blah, blah, blah. I mean when I say that FaZe were not what they should have been at Arlington. Not just because I thought they'd win it, but just because I don't think we saw what they were capable of doing. They didn't look anything like the same team from last year.
No, it's like they had to maybe shake off a little rust, but not even that. Like, they just...
It just seemed off.
Didn't put the gas pedal all the way down, yeah, it felt like.
They just seemed off. It seemed like they were in, like, second gear the whole time. They never got to where they should have been. And again, that's nothing against Shopify. We were saying preseason, like, Shopify were a team that were competing for fourth. And yeah, Sure, they were close to getting third, but at the same time, come on. So,
I mean,
go ahead.
You can always look at these LAN performances, and a team like FaZe that we know to be dominant, that's vying for first. Sometimes the bracket is what it is. Sometimes you face teams early and they will, maybe Shopify can break top three.
Sure.
If something happens, but it's gotta be like, it feels like it's going to happen out of circumstance, not out of their own doing at the moment.
A Native Gaming Red Worlds bracket situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's literally what you're talking about. And again, like, not to misconstrue here, like, they have the skill,
yeah,
to make waves and to potentially upset one of the top three. But I'm saying, go ahead.
Oh, it's just like, we're looking at it on paper, yeah, right? Like, that's how it feels.
Yes. And if FaZe are firing on all cylinders, I'm not saying they're winning every event. What I'm saying is that I don't think anybody right now is competing against the top three. I think those top three are solidified. You can pick whatever order you want, but those top three are the top three for a reason. Like, Will, you had said that, like, FaZe would be competing for first. I'm going to sound like such an asshole right now. Those top three are competing for first place.
Yeah.
The others, like, I bet Shopify, again, I'm going to sound like such a piece of shit right now. Because obviously they want to win. Like, no, every team wants to win. Complexity, Sentinel, Shopify, everybody wants to win. But, like, we've said it before. We said it a million times. There's tiers to this. And those top three teams are in a separate tier. So, and the
to be
players,
honest, like, the Bandit meta, yeah, I think just elevated Space Station even more.
Sure.
Like, I think Eco is performing much better than he did with the BR.
Sure.
If you look at his, I know stats aren't everything, but if you look at stats, they can help, you know?
Sure. Absolutely.
So,
no, and Optic look more aggressive, and an aggressive Optic is going to be fucking terrifying. And, like, I thought FaZe were going to go, I thought FaZe were going to be kind of like take that jump now that Bandits were the new meta, because they all performed miraculously with precision weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're literally a dynasty in five for a reason.
Yeah.
And I mean, Renegade, obviously not on that roster at the time, but he also won a world championship in five on Splice. So, like, yeah, they've been in that situation multiple times.
Oh yeah.
So, and, like, I know that the players, this is why, like, we kind of exist, is that the players are obviously going to be nice about everything and, like, not shit on other players and whatnot. And we're not going to shit on other players either, but I'm here to tell you that those three teams are like you said, Will, unless the bracket graces you, like it did with Native Gaming Red at that Worlds that year, like, those top three teams are solidified as the top three. I don't see anybody beating them right now. Any order. I don't fucking care. If that means Space Station wins every event this year, then sure, Optic and FaZe are going to be right behind them. If that means Optic wins every event this year, then Space Station, FaZe are right behind them. If FaZe win every event this year, then Optic and Space Station are right behind them. It's like those three teams are the three. So who knows? So that whole long-winded response to basically be like, it sucks that Collect is off that roster, because the kids got skill. Like, the kids got great skill, okay? And yep, there's no denying that. But like APG was saying in one of his streams, it's like something's got to give when you go 0 and fucking whatever in scrims. Now, I say it all the time. Scrims don't necessarily matter. But if you're not winning a singular fucking game in a scrim, there's underlying issues there, right? And also, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was APG that I was talking about in a stream as well, where like you need to be on good terms with the other players on the team. Like if you want to succeed, he said, I think I'm paraphrasing here. I don't want to take words out of his mouth or put words in his mouth either. But if I were to paraphrase, I think he was talking about something along the lines of more often than not, you need to be like, there needs to be that mutual level of respect between everybody on the team to succeed. Unless like you are literally the best four players in the world, in which case you can just by skill alone dominate. And that doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
So
you have to have good relationships with your teammates.
Absolutely. And I don't want to assume what had taken place, but clearly something had to have been going on behind the scenes. Like, you know what I mean? I know there was the conversation preseason, right? About, Native Gaming, they're a LAN team, right? They'll show up on LAN. They did before. We're only looking at one example.
Yeah.
And I know we don't have that many LANs during the year. Like, I get that. We're not a traditional sport, right? We don't have games every day or every 2 days or every week or whatever the fuck. We have LANs four times a year. Four or five, I guess. So it's not a large sample size to begin with. But we literally only saw it once. You know what I mean? So like, right. I'm not going to put too much stock into, I don't want to go out on a limb and call them a LAN team when we saw it happen one time. So, and that's nothing against Native. I'm just kind of getting back to what we talked about a long time ago. So the thing I'm curious about is now that they've released Collect, the person who they pick up, how is that going to change the team dynamic? And since we know that having a good team dynamic can help win, if that's going to translate into winning. And I'm not talking about winning games and scrims. I'm talking about winning tournament series. That's what we need to see. That's what they need to see. They obviously want to win. Are you fucking kidding me? Regarding the Sentinel-Spartan situation, that one, this one to me sucks so much more. And like not trying to just fucking compare the two, because being dropped sucks regardless. Like, don't get me wrong. Unless you're an absolute shitter, in which case, fuck off. But like, if you're just dropped because things just weren't working out or like whatever, that it sucks. The Spartan getting dropped situation, I loved that team. I genuinely did. I loved when Spartan came out at the end of last year and said, teammates and I, we're planning on sticking together, so don't worry about us. We're going to be okay. And I sat here in this very chair and I was talking to you all. I was talking to you, Will. And I said, that's the type of shit that I love to see. I want to see teams sticking together, working it out. And we saw what they were able to do when they had more practice under their belt. They were winning, not tournaments. Don't get me wrong here, but like they were the fourth place team. They were the solidified fourth place team, in my opinion. Therefore, going into this year, I thought teams would fight them for it, but I still held Sentinels in that regard. And then Arlington happened. And I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's entitled to have their own opinion. That's the beautiful part about opinions. Everybody can have one. But I'm telling you that they're not as bad as what was shown there. Okay? They're not. Do you know why they're not? Because we had a larger sample size last year. They're not a top 12 team. With Spartan, they were not a top 12 team. So again, another instance of, I'm very curious as to who they decide to pick up, because depending upon who they pick up, is that going to help team morale and is that going to lead to more winning? Same thing with Native. Depending upon the person they pick up, is it going to lead to increased team morale and is that going to lead to winning? Because I meant it when I said that team performs well if Spartan was playing well. He was, in my opinion, he was the sort of catalyst for that team. Where if he was popping off, it really felt like the other players could do what they needed to do or do whatever to get around the map or whatever it is. Because Spartan was that aggressor. He, as long as he was on point, like, it's just, I don't know. I'm very curious about that Sentinels change now. Obviously, it sounds like somebody or the team wanted to, like, needed to make a change or something. I don't know, but have a great night, White's Edge. Thank you for joining for the second that you were here. Steezy, welcome back as well. Danny, welcome back. Hungry Animals, welcome back. Kansas Weather, welcome back. Sorry, guys, I'm on a little tangent right here. I apologize for missing everybody. Tetsuo, welcome to the show. Volatile, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the show as well. So, yeah. Gray says, ABG on stream said they're looking for a well-rounded player that can slay. Descend, welcome, says we like the tangents. I do too, to an extent, but again, I don't want to assume anything because that Spartan one was weird. That one felt like it came out of fucking nowhere. Like, Will, I'm sorry I'm stammering right now, but like,
what do you got?
I'm trying to think back, and to the audio listeners, going to be like massive pauses here, and I'm sorry. The only other instance that I can think about this happening, and chat, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong here, because maybe I'm off my fucking rocker right now. I mean, I guess there's two instances, right? There's former Sentinels, now FaZe, releasing Lethal to pick up Renegade. And then there's Space Station releasing Penguin to pick up Legend. I guess technically three then. And then Optic releasing APG to get Penguin.
The weird thing about this one is, though, it's not like they had someone ready. Unless they do and we just don't know yet. But this is just like a, it feels like a just straight drop and there's now just a hole. You know what I mean?
The point I was getting at was, those three teams that I had mentioned previously are vying for world championships. Had either won or are vying for world championship wins. And arguably, the changes that they made those teams better. Actually, I won't even say arguably. FaZe clearly made them better. They won Worlds last year. They made the change to beat Optic. They did. They did exactly what they planned on doing. But the Spartan one, that one feels... Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, please.
No. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's kind of one of those things where, like, those three teams essentially made changes to improve. Like, yeah. We can all say that those changes helped their roster.
Yes.
Spartan being the slayer that he was, it feels like this is... taking away from that roster when they were already competing for that fourth place.
Yeah.
You know, which would have been with Complexity and Shopify.
Literally, that's what I was getting at. That's exactly what I was getting at. And again, people, now I went on Reddit, bad idea, I know. Don't do guys. But I've seen people say, oh, he had the worst, like he's had the worst stats though, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, guys, stats don't mean everything. Will mentioned it earlier. Stats literally do not mean everything. Depending upon what you're doing on the map, if you're getting your players in better positions, so on and so forth, that's what makes you a good teammate. Yes, obviously you need to be able to shoot your gun well enough, but like it's not the end all be all by looking at a kill death ratio. It's this one feels so weird. And Tetsuo, real quick, first off, Steezy, thank you for the fucking sub. And Tetsuo, thank you very much for the sub as well. You both get a woo! Tetsuo, I don't think it was. And I don't want to say that that's what happened because we don't know. But personally, I'm assuming that it was not because of the health issues that he got dropped. I think there's something else going on, or I think there was something else going on. It's just, this is such a fucking weird move for a team that was competitive at the fourth spot. Like, I'm sorry, Will, I'm going to go out and say it. I'll just fucking say it. I don't care who they pick up. I don't care who they pick up. I still don't think you're beating the top three.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like, if this is why I was so high on Sentinels last year, this is why I was so high on Sentinels going into the offseason this year, this is why I was so high on Sentinels going into the beginning of this fucking year, is because they showed that they were continually getting better. I'm not saying they're going to knock off the top three. I'm saying they stood more of a chance, in my opinion, than others. So I swear to God, this is all internal feeling right now. I swear there was something else going on there. So to both Collect and Spartan, wishing you guys the best, obviously. Hope you guys get picked up on good squads and hope you guys have the revenge tours for your respective careers. It's like,
yeah.
Fuck,
I feel for Collect too, because I mean, again, Reddit post, right?
Yeah, right.
But this post I saw was like, name Halo players that lived up to their tag, like Royal 1 and Royal 2, Kings of the Scene.
Or are you talking about legendary C4's response?
The collecting jerseys, yeah. Because it sucks for the kid to be bounced around to so many teams and not have stability.
Yeah. And like I said, clearly I think there has to be something else going on there too. On the native gaming side of things to drop Collect, because you don't, I mean it when I say that I don't believe scrims mean much. But at the same time, when you have that large of a discrepancy between wins and losses, like, that's something's got to give, right?
And Descend in chat says, got to play more consistent. That could be part of it too. If he's not consistent with his performances, teams might look at that, you know?
Absolutely. Beth says, players know better than we do, but it's hard to imagine anyone would be available for them to pick up that'd be any better than Spartan. That's the thing, Beth. It's like, you're right. Players do know better than us because they're the ones that are playing the game, right? They're the ones that are getting paid for it. They're the ones that are putting in the work day in, day out. And again, maybe it will have to do with team chemistry, in which case we understand and we've seen firsthand that if you have good chemistry between your teammates and a good work ethic, you can win. Like, that's a fucking given. So this is such a fucking weird one. Such a fucking weird one. So, but like I said earlier, stay tuned because there's more coming. Like, there's more coming in terms of roster changes. So just wait.
All right.
We'll have to wait and see, Josh.
This is gonna sound so stupid because we're talking about competitive Halo, but like, I hate speaking in hypotheticals, but this just makes me think, what if? Like, this literally just makes me think, what if, like, Spartan is at 100% for London, that Sentinel squad is together, and what if they make something special happen, and we'll never be able to see that? Like,
yeah,
we never got to see, this is the shitty part, guys, is that we didn't get to see Sentinels at their full strength as that roster this year at all. We didn't. So, what fucking could have been? God damn it. I'm like genuinely upset about that. It's so fucking stupid. Verb, welcome back. Kid got sick Saturday. That's unfortunate, Verb. That fucking blows. Having a sick kid is not a fun situation to deal with. Oh, wait, Verb, are you talking about Spartan and not actually having a child right now? Oh, that's what you're talking about, Verb. Fuck me. Here I am saying a dad statement, and you're talking about Spartan in the chat. Fuck me.
Yeah, imagine, though, when Spartan gets on a team, and those teams go head-to-head, Sentinels versus whoever. I hope Spartan pops off and we see him get loud again. It's entertaining. Can't lie.
Yeah.
It's entertaining to watch.
Oh, no. There's a reason why, like, he is one of the personalities, is that when he does get hyped up, you can get the crowd into it. And he's unapologetically who he is. And I never want to take that away. Like, I'm glad that we have those types of personalities in the scene. A lot of people love it. A lot of people hate it. But he is who he is. If Sparty wins a series against Sentinels, the pop-off will be legendary. I'm excited, Tara, if it ever happens. Show enough permission to post a Twitter link. Just DM us. We can try to permit you, but it won't do it. Like, it won't allow you to.
It hasn't worked. The bots are mean.
Yeah, the bots are mean. So yeah, just like DM us on Twitter. I have Twitter open, so if I get it, I'll... I should know better with Verb. Yeah, I should. I really should have. I felt really dumb in the moment. I was trying to give Verb the benefit of the doubt, okay? Fuck me, right? Bad idea on my part, guys. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. It's likely the moderation rules you have set for Automod. Well, thank God for Automod. Yeah. What a shitty situation, man. Shit. We'll see where they go. If they go anywhere, we'll see. So. Will, is that it for Roster Mania?
All we got, man.
All right. It's time for your upcoming tournaments of the week presented by NoobCombat.com. Check out NoobCombat.com for all your Halo esports needs. On Wednesday, April 17th, that's today, the European Halo League Spring FFA Series number 2. On Friday, April 19th, we have the SWAT Nation Friday Night Snipe Off 1v1. On Sunday, April 21st, we have the HCS Open Series for EU, Mexico, and Australia, New Zealand. And then on Sunday, April 21st and Thursday, April 25th, we have the HCS Open Series for North America. So yes, at least for this next week, we're back to Sunday Thursdays. Yippee.
Yeah. I guess it is what it is again.
It is what it is. Hopefully that's not the norm.
Yeah.
But...
I know a lot of players complained about the Thursday.
Oh, yeah. And now at the same time, I understand that some players may work over the weekends, so that also sucks for them. Like, you can't please everybody. But traditionally, I would assume it's easier to play during a weekend than it is during a weekday. So,
wonder if there's also, I mean, some players probably don't like their whole weekend being taken up too.
That's true. You know, that could very well be true. Could very well be true. Tool says, what do you prefer? I prefer the weekend.
I think a Friday, Saturday.
That'd be sick.
Personally, Saturday and Sunday would be cool.
Druck with another fucking raid, dude?
Yo, Druck. Thank you.
What the fuck, man? Thank you so much for the raid. Welcome, Druck Raiders. Hope everyone's having a great night. Thank you so much. Clutch, thank you for the 5-month resub. You get a woo! Black and Gold, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show. Jungle Tactics, welcome to the live show. What's up, Raiders? How's it going? Reasoning I've always heard is that pros don't want their weekend taken up. It makes sense. But from a spectator standpoint, I work during weekdays. I don't work on the weekends. I have a traditional 9-to-5 office type job. So like I like watching Halo over the weekends. A pickle jar said, what happened to Druck? He raided us first and foremost. And second of all, I think he's still trying to get his visa situation figured out so he can compete in North America, which would be pretty fucking nice. Thanks, government. Deepaw says, I like the way you say fuck. Fuck yeah, you do.
I think Josh likes the way he says fuck.
I love, that's my favorite word. It's my absolute favorite word. Tool says, I'm of the mind that it's their job and plenty of jobs have weekends taken up. It's true. That's very true. Like I said, just from a personal standpoint, I like watching Halo over the weekends. I like, because obviously I'm doing family stuff and house stuff during the weekends too. So I just like having it up in the background, you know, just always, it always being there. Where like if I'm working, I'm focused on that instead of, you know, watching Halo. But that, fuck me, right? I should be watching more Halo. Yes, Jungle Tactics. Yeah, I heard of that too. Did hear that. So. Shout out Druck. Thank you so much for the raid, man.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Hope to see you competing back in the States as soon as possible. All right, Will. Scrim Tournament League recaps. What do we got?
Yeah. European Halo League Spring FFA Series took place. What am I looking? Oh, these players are tied
correct.
In points.
Correct.
That makes sense.
It's a so weekly series. Fourth,
yeah. Tied for fourth is Pulse and Temp with 39 points. Third is Being and Lil Ugly Shane tied with 40. Tied for second, we have, I'm going to say Finners and Bastos and Simon ZZO. I'm sure it says something else. With 42 points. And then in first, Chaos CB, Namains, and Savior with 45 points. If anyone wants to check out brackets or VODs, included in the show notes, !! Show notes in chat, if you want to look at any of these results. Next up, we have the SWAT Nation Evo Headhunt 4v4 results.
Third wait, place Will. Went to- wait, Will. Wait, wait.
Oh.
It was the SWAT Nation. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Third was purely Obnoxious, Glock Zero, Purity Fades, and Tot Tuba. Second went to Father Left, perhaps. Rojas, Jerky, Bullet, and Professor. And first went to Rajan is Trash. This was Dirty Brains, Jamenjo, Elspar, and Meanest. Next up, we had the LVT 2v2 Pro Invitational results. Fourth place, Tolik in Last Shot. Third was Druck and Soul Snipe. Second went to Booba Doobu and Falcated. And first was Tusk and Legend. Tusk and Legend won the Invitational without dropping a single map. 9-0 on the day. Incredible.
Congratulations to them.
Last but not least, LVT and Women of Halo 2v2 results as well. Fourth place went to Team Airborne Vanessa, which was Airborne Vanessa and Female Titan. Third went to Zev and Miss Heartbreak. Second, Pink Sakura and Allie. And first went to Queen and Divine Damsel. Again, Team Pink Secura forced the grand finals bracket reset after a 3-0 sweep with Team Queen winning the game five in the reset to win the tournament.
It was a fucking bonkers grand final, so you can watch that.
That's it. That's all we got for the recaps.
Thank you very much, Will. Then let's get into some regular news. Halo Infinite Playlist update by Halo Support. The maps Harvest and Timberland Evolved return to the Squad Battle playlist via backend update. Both maps feature the following modes: CTF 3 Captures, Land Grab, and Slayer. Ashley, I think it was you who said that you like Timberland. Not the producer who helps Justin Timberlake on his records, but like the map, you know? Yeah, Ashley? Well, you're wrong. So just going to put that out there.
Oh, no. I have yet to experience it, so I have no say in the matter.
I just love giving Ashley shit because I hate the map so much. Oh, chicken, thank you so much for the 22. I know, I'm an asshole. Thank you for the 22-month resub. You get a woo!
Wow. Bart's not wrong. Timberland, the producer, is goated.
He's
goated, man.
Correct. But also, I'll go on the record and say that Justin Timberlake's new album is not that good.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
See, I was so... we're going to go on a music tangent for just a hot second. Oh, I was so much looking forward
off
to it.
Off the
rails. It is very off the rails. It was, speaking of which, fucking like in a week or two. Patrons, subscribe to the Patreon. Get fucking podcasts and shit. It's great. So... Will shouted out the end of the show. I'm fucking all over the place right now. I was so looking forward to it, the new JT album, that because I truly believe that Future Sex Love Sounds is one of the best like pop albums, period. Like, I love that record. So I was hearing in interviews what Timberland was saying about JT's new album that he was obviously helping to produce. He said that it was getting back to those like vibes, back to those Future Sex Love Sound vibes. So I was already excited. And then like the couple singles came out and I'm like, oh, okay. Like, this is nothing crazy. Like, sure. And then the album comes out and I'm like, what the fuck are we trying to do right now, JT?
Was it the expectation of what it used to be that dampened what it was?
No, it's just what it is not very good.
Okay.
He tries. I'm not kidding. Well, the album opens with him trying to do like a trap rap style shit. Like, I'm like, what is this? And then it just kind of devolves into one of the biggest problems with that album is that he's not cohesive in what he's trying to do. Like, everything. It's like he's just taking a hodgepodge of everything or throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, and not a lot of it stuck.
Got it.
So, and it's also been a long time since he released an album, which can help or hinder an artist, and I truly believe it hindered him. But sure. That's just my opinion. If people like it, more power to you. I was genuinely really excited. There's a few songs I like off it, but for the majority of it, it's 18 songs long, Will.
Damn, that's kind of unheard of nowadays.
Oh, that's the thing, is that like it's been so long since he released an album, and he released this fucking 18-song chonker where I think I honest to God think I like 3 or 4 songs out of the 18. So, alrighty, what are you going to do? Yeah. Shout out Timberland, not the map. And finally, the cannon fodder for Didactic Discourse by 343. I'm not going to read it, but you feel free to. That's it for the regular news. Gar Games Watch! We actually have something to talk about this time, Will, which is fucking crazy. So first up, before we actually get into the news of the Call of Duty League, let's talk about Shocker, the Rocker, are 0-2 after the roster change. Like how I did that rhyme there, Will.
I love it.
Yeah.
Kind of saw this coming. Writing was on the wall, you know, for the Minnesota Rocker. But Standy did start to perform better, get his feet under him at the later stages of the match. Oh, God. There's no hope for me, but there's hope for him to get better on the team. And we'll see what happens.
Holy fuck.
I've lost faith in following Call of Duty because of Minnesota not performing.
Yeah, we're not good. That's a fucking given at this point. I mean, it was a given last year. It was kind of a given the year before that. It's just like, we're just not good. But yeah. Let's talk about some potential good shit happening within the Call of Duty League with an article, by Daniel Say, the general manager of Call of Duty Esports. This is the future of the Call of Duty League over on the Call of Duty League website. Over the past five seasons, the Call of Duty League and its teams have learned a great deal about the evolving business model of esports and its challenges. We've taken these learnings and together with our CDL teams have made changes to create a stronger, more sustainable league. In the past, the league implemented various solutions to alleviate some of the challenges for teams. These include providing financial relief during COVID-19 to fund player salaries and benefits, pausing franchise fee payments, providing funding for team-hosted events, guaranteeing revenue to teams, and creating in-game team bundles. While the Call of Duty League's popularity continues to grow, evident by this past season where we saw the highest viewership in history and record-breaking attendance at our in-person events, we are redoubling our efforts on the business side to ensure success and longevity of the Call of Duty League.
Thank you, Scump Watch Parties.
No, absolutely. But I will also say the fact that it is said here that they had record-breaking attendance at their in-person events, that's a really good feeling as well. Now, obviously, we can't discount the COVID years that happened where there were literally no one allowed to be at events. So right. I would hope that things got better, if not like increased, but it is technically nice to see regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Delta, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show. Scumb and Hex casually changing an entire league is a very Call of Duty thing. I mean, yeah. Yeah. For the better part of a year, we've been working with team owners on a new approach that sets us up for mutual success. I'm excited to share details from our updated team deal structure to help secure the longevity of competitive Call of Duty. 1. Outstanding entry fees will be eliminated, and any fees previously collected from teams will be returned in full. While we paused collection of these payments years ago, we are permanently removing this obligation while also injecting capital back into the league. I mean, Will, outside looking in, that sounds like a good change.
I agree.
Do you have any additional thoughts before I move on?
You know, these organizations are going to get this money back, but is they say it's injecting it back into the league, but those organizations hold many teams and many esports. So hopefully for the better of all, you know?
So it sounds like the league is injecting like,
oh, they're paying them back and putting more money into the league.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
That's what that bullet point sounded like to me. So if that's the case, good shit. Next part. Teams will earn increased revenue tied to the sale of their in-game merchandise. In other words, team bundles. And now, the champs bundle as well. We know how meaningful in-game bundles can be for teams, and we want to make sure they have increased ability to drive their own financial success. Now, we don't know what that split was before, but I think it's a good change regardless. I think any amount more is a good amount more. So hopefully the teams are happy.
We know Call of Duty makes a ton of money off of bundle sales.
Yep.
So they probably could have afforded a larger split a long time ago, in my opinion, but sure. It is what it is.
Also, I like the idea of now allowing that revenue share with the champs bundle as well.
Yeah.
So
it's esports related.
Exactly. Absolutely. The next part, recognizing that hosting large-scale events are vital to teams in the CDL community, we will increase existing event subsidy amounts for teams organizing live in-person events such as majors, opens, and champs. That, I really hope the teams like that change. Well, obviously, I would assume they like the change. I really hope that it is a significant amount of change to make the organizations more interested in hosting those events. Sure. Because we've seen now this year with Carolina and last year, I forgot exactly which event it was. But last year and this year, I think it was last year, but I'm fucking jumping over shit. No matter what, this year, the Carolina event is basically quote unquote canceled to the point where it was moved. It's going to be moved to California and there's going to be no like spectators.
No spectators.
Yeah. So I really hope that, like I said, I hope this is enough of a change to make these teams, they make these organizations interested into actually holding these events and sticking to it. So, because that's only going to help, like, in my opinion, it should only help the scene as a whole. I don't know all the business side of it, obviously, but like more people attending, more eyes on it, more hands-on, more fan engagement. Obviously things cost a lot of money, but hopefully you're recouping costs, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And then finally, teams will receive a 2-year minimum guarantee of revenue so they can continue investing into the Call of Duty League with more peace of mind. Okay. I don't know what they have to be investing, but hopefully, like, I know, okay, I want to make sure this is understood. There's a lot of discourse online, right, with the change to YouTube versus Twitch. The lack of more lands, the lack of eyes on more challengers stuff, like, and then the running joke, or a lot of people, the vocal minority, I guess we could say, a lot of the vocal minority will go out and say, just disband the league, the shit's bad, like, it's awful, blah, 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 blah. I don't want that to happen, obviously. Like, we're talking about a shit ton of people's jobs on the line here. We saw what happened with the esports engine shit. Like, that was fucking terrible. I wish that never happened. So, like, I don't want the league to go away. I don't want any esports league to go away. Like, I want these things to thrive. And I would hope everybody else wants these things to thrive, too. So, it sucks when the league doesn't do something that you want them to do, but at the same time, it's like, they understand that they're a business. And would we have liked something like this in the past? Like, would we have liked something like this post earlier? Obviously. But at least we have it now. I hope that the teams involved in the league are at least happier. And the beautiful part about this, in my opinion, is that this can be used as a baseline moving forward. So, like, especially with that 2-year minimum guarantee of revenue, once those 2 years are up, we can look at the landscape, see how things are going, and then teams can make a decision based off that. But just having that guarantee is more than they probably had before. So, I'm happy about that. Ultraman, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show. Says, how you doing? How are you doing? Doing fucking great over here. Thank you for asking. To close out this post, esports is where many of Call of Duty's community engage with the franchise and where players have the opportunity to turn their Call of Duty passion into professional careers. And we want to ensure we continue to build a thriving future for this audience. Our teams have a huge role in shaping that future, and by investing more into them with these changes, we hope to continue propelling the CDL forward. I want to thank our teams for the discussions we had to make these changes a reality, and look forward to continuing that tight partnership. We know this is an ever-changing esports environment, but together with our teams, we remain committed to delivering the ultimate fan experience to the CDL community. Obviously, like, some PR speech at the end, but...
Oh, yeah.
Regardless. Will, overall thoughts?
I think overall this will benefit the league. We might see more teams interested in entering. I'm sure there's going to be the same type of vetting process, kind of like what we see in Halo for the CDL, right? Not anybody can just jump in, which is kind of unfortunate because the CDL used to be filled with organizations, right?
Oh, yeah. Back before franchising, yeah.
Back before franchising. But if this is the way that it can be sustainable, I'm all for it.
Exactly. And then like, Will, you're kind of opening up that can of worms, because the question then is, would things be able to be more sustainable if franchising never existed, like within the Call of Duty League? I know that there's a big discussion around that and whatnot, but the fact of the matter is, it is what it is right now, and there's no changing it right now. And it sounds like the Call of Duty League, Activision, Microsoft, they're looking at this as to like, how can we make this as sustainable as possible with the franchising model? And that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Rhino, welcome back. Good to see you. Thanatos, welcome back as well. Good to see you. Bart says, having pro leagues with high-end production is so much better than random grassroots tournaments. Thankful for any content at any level, but we definitely need these pro leagues to survive if we don't want to go further backwards. Yeah, to put it plainly, I think that's kind of, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like you said, Bart, we're very thankful and kind of privileged to an extent to have the amount of grassroots tournaments and production and stuff that we have, especially within the Halo scene. Like, I'm never going to forget about that. It never gets out of the mind. But at the same time, there is something special. I say it all the time. Will, my witness, I say this all the fucking time. There is something very, very special about going to an event. Like an official event put on by that league. There's something very special about that. There's something very special about all those people coming together for that common thing that they all love. It's very special. And there really is nothing else out there quite like it. So, yeah, it's just, you're literally watching the best players and the best teams in the world compete to prove to you and to prove to themselves that they are the best in the world. It's like I said, there's nothing quite like it. So I really hope we never lose anything. Obviously there's going to be downturns. It's a roller coaster, right? You have ups and downs in any league. All right. Because, and then like, maybe there's a game that's delayed. Like, there's a bunch of different factors, but at the end of the day, esports is special. Very fucking special. Regardless of league that you're interested in, esports are fucking special. All right. That's it for Kano Games Watch. It's time for Will's Adventures of the Veilovers and other games too. Will.
Yeah.
What did you play last week?
I'm going to go from the bottom up here. So
started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah. Madden 24. I have a superstar quarterback that I've just been slowly playing on.
Brock Purdy.
I created my own guy. I got drafted. You play through the seasons. I'm on the third season right now. So
is he like 99 overall now?
Oh no, I'm only like 84, 85.
Okay. See, the reason why I asked, I'm not talking about like sliders or anything. I was legitimately asking because like, correct me if I'm wrong. Do they get better? Like as they continue?
Yeah. So like you start your superstar, you go through like, they have you do like this, like the NFL combine, right? Workouts, 40-yard dash, things like that. So then you get your rating.
The things that matter.
As you play, you have like objectives, practice, and you get XP.
Okay.
And then you level up. And as you level up that XP, you get skill points to then put into your attributes.
Got it. I understand.
So, I got drafted by the Broncos. I'm not a fan of that. So after my rookie career is over or contract is over, I'm out of there. I'm not playing for Sean Payton anymore. So that's the plan there.
Good shit.
I played a little bit of Helldivers 2.
Okay.
And there's currently a big problem in Helldivers 2 that I've been experiencing, and I've stopped playing the game because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few bad actors out there. And for those who know about Helldivers 2, when you join someone's lobby, they have hosts, like in the Halo days.
Really? So there's no dedicated servers?
Uh-huh.
So there's no, like, I may be speaking out of my ass right now, but, like, are there no dedicated servers?
To be honest, I haven't looked into it.
Okay.
I just know that someone is dedicated as the host.
Okay.
So then, while you're in the match, they technically still have hosts and they can kick people at any time. So a problem that's plaguing Helldivers 2 right now is at the high levels.
Wait. What?
Yes, you can. The host can kick someone at any time. So the problem right now is
in a match made game.
Yes.
I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, but that's fucking insane.
So yeah, again, the problem is you get to the end, you're waiting for extraction. The host will kick everyone,
no
take all the shit
way.
And leave. So you get you spend 40 minutes to maybe plus doing the objective and then you get kicked and they leave.
No way.
It's happened twice to me and I said, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They need to fix it.
I wouldn't fucking play at all. Like that'd be, are you kidding me? I've never heard, I did not know that. That's legitimately fucking insane. In a match made game, somebody's just randomly given host and then they're like, fuck you all.
So it's not necessarily random. I could start my own encounter basically from my ship and then I will be host always.
Oh, because then other people can randomly join.
Yes.
Got it. That still doesn't help.
Right. There has to be something that once someone like I'm okay with someone having host as long as like you can't kick anyone unless there's like an AFK timer.
Yeah.
Right. Or something like that. But there's also, you know, people will like you're going to run in if you can't kick people, then you're going to run into griefers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And part of the game is your shit's going to kill your teammates sometimes. Right.
Yeah.
So that's hard to balance out, too. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is other than removing the kick option when you're in a game. If you're on that person's ship and they like are like, yeah, this isn't working out, see ya, that's fine. But the fact that you go through the whole thing, 40 minutes, and then you get kicked and get no rewards for it, nothing gained, it just, I'm staying away from that.
I don't blame
unless
you.
Unless I have people that want to play that, I'll join a four stack, right?
Sure, absolutely. Also, Thinking Four, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I did play a little bit of Destiny 2.
Nice.
Did
you get your booster?
I'm up to, 1810 or whatever.
Is that what the gift gets you up to?
Yes.
Okay, sick.
I did a few of the
onslaughts
with John.
Yep.
Game Crazy John in chat.
Yep.
And then I also went through the Whisper mission for the first time.
Nice.
So I have the blueprint to craft it because I never had it before.
You went through the updated version of the Whisper quest.
Yeah.
Because I think they did change a little bit of it. I think.
Yeah.
Blackout, that's a good question. It's because we're fucking awesome, that's why. Time flies when you're having fun.
Did a few things in Destiny 2, preparing for the final shape.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'm gonna come back for it.
Yes,
I'm gonna have to come back
for
it.
Let's go. Oh my god, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck me.
No, fuck me. Daddy.
And then, of course, played Halo Infinite HRL matches. I've been put in the backpack of Tyler and J-Wet recently and been playing games with them in Search.
How has HRL been going?
We are 2-1.
Hey, that means you've won the past two.
Correct.
Let's fucking go, dude.
We do have to forfeit tomorrow. We don't have a sub, and one of our players is going to be out. And then the other team can't reschedule. They can only play together on Thursdays. So, unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
But yeah, still grinding, trying to get to hero rank eventually. I'm up in Onyx. I have 10 other, like I'm on the 10th. No, not the 10th. There's 15 ranks in the Onyx, right?
Yeah.
So I'm technically on the 6th rank, but that would be, I have, if you include that rank, I have 10 more ranks to go in Onyx.
Got it.
Before I hit hero.
Goddamn. Goddamn. I'm, to be honest with you, I'm still in platinum in terms of a career rank.
Yeah.
Like every time I think I'm closer to diamond, like I'm not. So I'm just mad at myself every time I look at it.
You know, I played a lot of Husky Raid to get career rank. But the problem now, my Husky Raid games feel like Onyx matchmaking games. Like, it's insane.
Yep.
I don't know, man. It's tough.
Yep.
But anyway, that's all I played during the week. What about you, Josh?
I also played some Halo Infinite, but mainly sticking to the Gruntpocalypse playlist. Also, I forgot to add, I should just add it right now. I've been playing some Halo MCC, but the Spartan Ops mode, because I never played through it. Like, I never actually played through all of Spartan Ops. I played through like the first two chapters. So like, I forget if chapters have five episodes or if they're, yeah, I think that's what it is. So like, I only played up through the first couple like chapters, which have five episodes per. So I've played through like 10 of them. So now I'm nearing the halfway point through all of Spartan Ops. So there's that. Played some Destiny 2 as well. I did the first onslaught to do like the 10 waves just to complete the introductory quest. Got a couple of the weapons. And yeah, I'm just itching to play more because I spent a little more time playing some Fortnite.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, fuck. They released an Avatar The Last Airbender. They released Avatar.
Did you buy all three?
Yeah. So they released Avatar The Last Airbender stuff in the shop, including Toph, Katara, and Zuko. So there's that. And I did buy all of them. And
yeah,
you buy all the cosmetics and shit, and then and I did that, and then also they have a battle pass specific for this event that's going on, and yeah, I bought the battle pass too. So yeah. I did that because you get the Avatar State Aang at the end of it. Like you get Aang with the pass regardless, but like you get the Avatar State Aang at the end, which is fucking dope as shit, and then. If you complete like the individual, like you get chakras throughout it. And if you get seven of them throughout the event, then you get fucking, Appa as a glider. Nice.
Yeah. Glider. Yeah.
So I'm fucking super stoked for that. But the really cool part about the mode, Will, is that you can pick up scrolls that you use as weapons. And so there's water bending, earth bending, air bending, and fire bending. And each one is different. Like each one actively has a different type of attack to it. So it's a really cool thing, like to replace traditional weapons in that game. So like, and you'll see somebody, like if you have airbending, you can like twirl yourself up into like an airbending, like wheel and you just fucking fly through it. It's awesome. It's legitimately fucking cool. So yeah, Fortnite's still doing cool things. And yeah, I spend money on that shit because I fucking love Avatar The Last Airbender. Ronan says, anybody interested in forming a group to play through the final shape when it comes out? Ronan, you should ask that in the Destiny channel of the Discord server that you're already a fucking part of. So you should do that. And yeah, oh my God. It's genuinely fun. Fortnite is genuinely fucking stupid fun. And now that the Avatar stuff's in there, I'm like, okay, fucking run around the saying. It's fucking neat. So yeah, that's all I played. All right. With that, let's get into some shout outs. Happy belated birthday to Veronica, Looney, Anvor, and our Hall in One. I said Hall. All in One. Happy belated birthday. Shout out to everyone who joined in the community playdate. We had Ashley Blair, Game Crazy John, High Tech Redneck, Overkill, Rasta Monkey Jr., Riznack Snagu, and the man who I'm saying, yeah, you said you joined one time before, but I'm saying it right now. I am counting as the first time Ronan's actually been in the full playdate. So shout out to Ronan. Hope you had some fun. We had to show you the bullshit with the mini game type stuff. So thank you very much for joining the play. I hope to see you at more of them. Shout out to everyone who followed and subbed during the live show. So Ashley with the 13-month resub, Holt with the 9-month resub, Bart with the 2-month resub, John with the 11-month resub, Blackout with the 5-month resub, Steezy with the brand new sub, Tetsuo with the brand new sub, Clutch with the 5-month sub, Chica with the 22-month sub. You all get a woo! Thank you so much for the subs and resubs. Druck with the rainy rate. Thank you very much, Druck, for that as well. And then we had Volatile, Black and Gold, Yeah, Delta, Ultraman, Thinking Four, and Locket Gaming. Thank you guys for the follows. Welcome to the live show. Greatly appreciated as well. Thank you. Thank you. And then finally, shout out to everyone who's a patron at the semi-pro and higher tiers. First and foremost, a special brand new shout out to Dalton becoming a brand new patron. Thank you very much, Dalton, for that. And our other patrons at the semi-pro and higher tiers, that includes Blackout, Barnaby Jones, Remedy Boots, Head Honcho, Watsy, Dakota, Christian, D-Pancakes, Ashley, Voodoo Man, Rasta Monkey Jr., Ricky Nurse, Nagu, Raider, Hater, Peanut Mutt, One Small Diddy, Danny Phantom, Riz, Zarn, Obby, Damn, Mr. Smiley, High Tech, Redneck, Goalie, Sniper, The Only Neem, Heavy Rain, Fallen, Landed, Artboard. Ah, thank you very much for the extra support over on the Patreon. I'm going to add Mr. Dalton there in the list. Thank you, Blackout. Thanks for giving us money. Appreciate it as always. Derek Sams, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show. Fuck yeah. All right. Community Creations. Reddit.com/r/HaloMemes. Go check that out. Bravo Halo History by the HCS. It's a great fucking video, and you should go watch it. It's really fucking good. Like the two that they've done so far have been great. We have Tied the Leader, which is a brand new show by Eli the Ninja and Mikowski. Go check that out. We have Space Station V-Ballin' by All in One. Go watch it. It was his birthday. Happy belated birthday. We have the Halo Community Spotlight by 343. We have Community Corner Ethereal EOD by 343. And we have the map and mode of Icebreakers by Ludo. We played it in the community playdate. It was a fun time. You should go check it out. It's in the show notes. Look them up. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
That's all I got. So if you would do me the biggest solid of all time and plug the show.
Of course. As Josh mentioned multiple times, we have a Patreon where we do extra content. Want a little bit more bang for your buck? Check out patreon.com for patreon.com/HCSProTalk.
Yes.
You can also find us on your favorite podcast services. Search for HCS Pro Talk. We're on iTunes, Podbean, and Spotify, and others like Josh's favorite.
Pocket Cast, still not an ad.
You can join the Discord. It's all free to join. Join the community discussion there. Talk about everything from sports, IRL, trading card games, whatever. It's all there. Check out the Discord. Also, find us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or even on TikTok if you want to find some shorts. Shorts also go up on YouTube, provided by the amazing All in One. You can see our old VODs on YouTube as well, interview series. It all goes up there. Go check it out. And then don't forget about the fine folks over at Podcast Evolve. Make sure to check out HaloEvolve.co.
Your home for Halo.
They have great shows such as Podcast Evolve, Mission Debrief, Halo TV Plus, Book Club, Build with Blocks, Halo Headlines, and Halo Gear Guide. Go check them out.
Check them out.
And that's all I have, Josh.
Well, thank you so much for reading through those. Greatly appreciated as always. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for episode 330. That of HCS Pro Talk. If you're tuning in live, hey, thank you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to come watch us ramble, sometimes scream, sometimes laugh, sometimes cry, except not really. Live. Right here. With you. With us. Thank you. Hope you had fun. Will, did you have fun?
Always.
All right. I had fun too.
Great.
To the audio listeners, hey.
How are you doing?
Will's going to talk seductively to you. How you doing? Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to check us out on your favorite podcast service. Or if you're watching on the YouTube, thank you as well. Blackout. It's in the cards. It's in the cards. Ronan says episode 343 should be bugged with no audio the whole time. That would be legitimately fucking hilarious if that was like our April Fool's episode where we just leaned into all the shit. Like we'll be desyncing around the table and stuff. Like that'd be
texture spikes everywhere.
Oh my God. It'd be fucking hilarious. We'll get an unstable packet loss, like graphic we could put up in the top corner. Holy shit. That's a genuinely phenomenally dumb idea. I love it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us for episode 335 of HTS Pro Talk. Thank you so very much for joining us. We hope you all have a great fucking week. We hope you have a great night. We hope you have a great whatever it may be. And yeah, I guess let's just get excited for the Open Series as it's going to come back soon. And can't wait to see what teams decide to compete, because the teams that already have their seeds and pool play spots solidified, the top six from Arlington, do not technically need to compete. Yes, obviously there are HCS points involved and whatnot, but at the same time, after Arlington, there is a decay. So it may not matter at all. Who knows? But that's going to do it for us. We're going to go right up. The Halo Rec League, because Will competes in that league, and they may be having some technical issues right now on trying to get the game set up, but we're going to send you guys their way anyway, because we love them. We love what they do for this community, and it's the least we can fucking do. So stay tuned for the raid. John, the answer to that is no. And the reason why is because we don't want to comment on things that we may or may not know about. So we're going to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week. But until then, bye-bye.